This is VOA News. I'm Tommy. The Pope is calling for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that have been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Lattice Hook reports, there are some who are optimistic that cooler heads will prevail.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely despite the angry rhetoric. Persian Gulf nations are eager to prevent a war in their vicinity, says analyst Barbara Leaf.
UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very muted in what they've said, but the theme of their comments is essentially time for de-escalation, time for a political approach to resolving these issues.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on their parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions. Laritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival lawmaker Luis Parra called for competing legislative sessions Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary speaker. On Sunday, Venezuelan security forces with riot shields blocked Guaido from entering the National Assembly chamber, where he was expected to be reelected head of the opposition-dominated legislature. Instead, Parra, who was backed by socialist leader Nicolas Maduro, proclaimed himself speaker. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a wiring problem is adding to Boeing's problems with its grounded 737 MAX jets.
This wiring issue, which could potentially cause a short circuit and cause pilots to lose control of the planes, was discovered in an audit of the crucial operating systems on the MAX jet, ordered by the FAA after the two fatal crashes involving a new software system and faulty sensors. Boeing says it found bundles of electrical wiring were too close together and says it's working to correct the problem, which might entail a design change.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says that he is prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP sources say that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not run for U.S. Senate. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be running for an open U.S. Senate seat from Kansas in the 2020 election, according to two people close to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The two people tell the Associated Press Pompeo indicated he will not run in a conversation with McConnell Monday afternoon. Pompeo was a former U.S. congressman from Kansas, and his frequent travel to the state in recent months sparked speculation he would be a candidate. The seat is being vacated by 83-year-old Republican Pat Roberts, who served in the Senate since 1997. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Japan is in touch with Lebanon and other relevant nations over the departure of former Nissan Motor Company boss Carlos Ghosn. A chief cabinet secretary told a news conference that Japan has told Lebanon Ghosn's flight was regrettable and it would seek cooperation to find the truth. Ghosn became an international fugitive after he revealed at the end of last month that he had fled to Lebanon to escape what he called a rigged justice system in Japan, where he faces charges over accusations of financial crime. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.